Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Stacey Pressman Hour. And we are here today. It's been a while. We've been on hiatus. It's been a hiatus, as if someone paid me to do this shit. No, I've been on a hiatus. A lot of shit went down in my life. Things happen, shit happens, whatever. My dad passed away a few months ago in a wasn't very podcasty mood. So now I'm here, back in the saddle. And it's the eve of Yom Kippur for the Jews, the Day of Atonement. Not that I ever sin, because I never sin. I'm a very nice young lady. And I'm here at my studio. I have a special guest, another beautiful woman in my life named... I'll announce her in a second. Another Jewess. I love that name, Jew, and they call you a Jewess, like you're a princess, and you're a Jew at the same time. You become a Jewess. They used to call me that when I was younger. I'm like, what is a Jewess? I never talk like that, but I pretend I do. What's a Jewess? It's a woman with a pussy that you grab that's Jewish. She's a Jewess. And that beautiful laughter is from the one and only, the great... Sharon Simon.
Hi, everybody.
She's like, hi, everybody. This is 1-900, the Pressman Hour.
Do I sound like that?
No, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, so, I'm just thinking about being a Jewess and what that means, you know.
What does that mean to you, Sharon?
Right now, it means that I could have sex with Ivanka Trump's husband, probably, and make him feel...
Which is who?
Isn't Ivanka the
daughter?
Ivanka
is the daughter, yeah.
She's married to a Jew.
Okay.
And that's, maybe she's a wannabe Jewess, and I feel like,
she's not a real Jew.
No, no. But she gets Jew in her vagina, which is basically all they see us as, so.
But you mean, oh, really?
Yeah, I mean.
She gets Jew in her vagina.
Yeah.
You could pull the mic. You know, you hold the mic like you're doing stand-up. Okay, I think it comes out better.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable that way.
Yeah, take it out of the stand. I don't know what, as long as just don't bang it around.
Okay, I'll be careful.
You know who bangs it around? I know somebody who bangs it around.
His mic or his other stuff?
Both. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that band today. he's known for banging the mic around and hitting it. But so Ivanka's married to a Jew.
Yes, which is the only reason why a lot of... You know, at this point, some of the hatred that Trump has spewed at every nationality, he hasn't really attacked Jewish people.
Because that'd be his daughter he wants to fuck. Husband. But,
so maybe one day he's going to realize that the only way to have sex with his daughter is to get rid of the Jews as well. It'll be like,
come on, you know,
like Purim all over.
It's a little creepy, right? The whole thing is creepy. I don't understand why people don't think it's creepy, but I think it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's made me a little bit frightened because there's never been a president who openly bragged about assaulting women, and I've seen women defend him. Oh, he's just talking. Like,
people men go, this is what I said, men say, I'm gonna go out and get some pussy, you know, get some pussy.
It's very different.
You know, you have to, that implies you're gonna try and ask, I'm gonna get some, I'm gonna buy some.
Wear some cologne. I'm going to put on a nice outfit.
Right. And then grabbing a pussy, that specific, like, I wouldn't even grab Snuggles. Like, if I said I'm going to grab, that sounds violent. Yeah. Like, he's a pussy cat.
I ask my parrot to step up on my finger. I don't shove my finger in her.
No, that would be not nice for Blinky. Right?
What's up?
That wouldn't be very nice for her.
No. I put my finger out. I say step up if she doesn't want to.
You don't grab her.
No.
She's a bird.
She would attack me and I'd have no fingers if I did that.
And that would ruin your relationship with her forever.
Which is a very important relationship to me.
So by saying, like, all right, this has, you know, been argued. It's locker room talk. Now, I'm around guys. Guys usually say, like, I'm going to get that girl. The part of the challenge of getting a woman is, like, seducing her, having the game, right?
Yeah, part of it is...
They don't grab a... Like, there's no ego. It's like there's no ego in grabbing a woman unless you're a rapist.
Exactly. And part of what's really just concerning me about it is that people are getting kind of tied up with hating Hillary and this. Like, I don't know. I don't particularly like Hillary Clinton. There's a lot about her campaign I don't like. I don't think she's likable. I don't like watching her speak.
Right. No, either do I. Yeah, I don't enjoy it either. So, but it's not even like against Hillary because, you know, I don't really give a fuck about Hillary either way. Like, but it's funny how people use, you know, whole thing to go against, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird how they use like Hillary's hatred as like a defense against Donald. It's so weird. Or Bill was a rapist. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, it wasn't Hillary's cock that did anything. It was just, you know, and then they said, well, she was mean to the women. And I'm like, what, is she gonna like lick their pussies? I mean, what do they expect?
Does anyone think they're in a love relationship? Like, she's got to have girlfriends too.
Right. I bet you she's a lesbian.
Yeah. I don't think they're in love with each other. They're business partners.
And then a lot of marriages are like that. You know, a lot of marriages are not, you know, oh, we're lovers. Like the Obamas, maybe. The Obamas look like they're.
They
like,
really do. They're so nauseating. They look so happy. But most people, like women married to a rock star, and then you find out the rock star was cheating on her and everyone.
They
feels
all knew
so
it.
Yeah. That's why you married a rock star.
Right. You didn't marry like. The priest, well, the priests don't get married. You didn't marry, like, the goody two-shoes doctor. They fuck around, too. You didn't marry the janitor. They fuck people in the closet. You know, you didn't marry, you know, like, you know, like, some people have relationships that are open.
Yeah.
Or, and they have to pretend they're not, you know? And that's just the way it is. But, like, then, it's been a big, I don't know, the word is, it's been a big circus. And
exactly, it, yeah.
I feel I'm very closely related to the election because, first of all, our friend, you know, my very close friend, Andrea Mazvinsky, is Chelsea Clinton's cousin's. I mean, Chelsea Clinton's husband is her first cousin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mark Mazvinsky is Andrea's first cousin.
That's exciting.
I know, it's very exciting. Yeah. Secondly, on the Trump situation, the woman who accused Donald Trump recently with the. She had the story with the pageants and he like groped
the
her.
The one that she said she was heavy and called her housekeeper.
No,
not that one.
No, the pretty blonde woman who like worked with the pageants with him and he owed her money and her ex-husband. And then he tried to assault her in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
That was my makeup artist for my wedding with Tim.
That's
I'm now divorced, but that was the makeup artist in 2009, Jill Harth.
Does she do good makeup? I may have a scar on my hand. I'm going to need someone to do some makeup on.
She does. She did very good makeup. I was very proud of the makeup she did. She did a good job. You saw me. I think
yeah,
I looked
you
all right.
Look beautiful, son.
I went and I was that stupid bride because you're going to get married in a couple of months, right?
A year.
I was that bride who did. I wasted a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I did wrong. I wasted a lot of money on, like, hair and makeup trials, like, hundreds of dollars. Like, because once you get into the, like, all that money I spent on nonsense could have been totally used for, like, you know, important things in my life. I mean, they weren't the people I actually paid to do my, I paid to go on trials.
Right.
And it ends up just being a stupid waste. But some of them, I'm glad I did go on trials because they make you look like a scary, like, witch, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't try it, what if you get to the wedding and then you look plastic?
Right. And I'm like, I look back and I'm like, I should have just gone to Sephora.
That's an option.
And I would have bought, you know, you buy like $100 in Sephora, not even $50, and they do your makeup.
Yeah.
I could have just gone to Sephora and been very happy.
I just know I want big hair, and I don't grow big hair from my head.
You want big hair?
Yeah, I want big hair. I'm going to want...
Don't overdo it. Like,
I want to look like I'm a princess walking out.
Yeah, but you don't
want to
look like... You don't want to look like not you. You know what I'm saying?
Just with bigger hair. Remember I used to wear extensions when I was blonde?
Right, but don't go up with the hair, Sharon. Like, go, like, long.
Yeah, maybe. Just big, long...
Oh, yeah, don't go,
princessy
like...
hair.
The thing I didn't like about, like, everything was poofy. I don't want to go poofy. Don't go... Yeah, like do it longer, but not like out. Where you look, you know, you don't want to look at your pictures and be like, that doesn't really feel like me. That was what I felt like when I look at my pictures.
I'm so overwhelmed by the whole thing that I'm really glad that I've met a guy. And I.
Well, you're such a gorgeous chick. Why wouldn't you meet a guy?
Because I used to date comedians.
Oh, you did
so
that.
So I met lots of guys that are so, so much fun for a quickie in the bathroom, but that's it.
You did a quickie in the bathroom?
You've never done a quickie in the bathroom?
No, because
you've never had that experience?
Not yet.
I think somebody who's listening should really just take Stacey
into a
grab her by the pussy. No,
but it has to be like a really nice bathroom. I don't want it to smell like urine and duty.
you know, I've always the aggressor, so it's never been a situation where a guy brought me into the bathroom, so I had the choice, you know?
I've made out with somebody in the bathroom once, but I've never done anything with him. It was like a 2-second thing.
Yeah, that's not as... The excitement is that you're in the bathroom and there's people outside the bathroom that don't know what you're doing in the bathroom.
So you have to come really quick.
You don't have to.
They have to.
They have to.
Well, I know somebody that does that.
We're girls. We can do it later.
I know a lot of people who do that. I could find a lot of guys who could come quick.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, just next time you're at a comedy show, just grab some guy by the...
lapel.
By the lapel.
Not his cock, anyway.
His love lapel.
His love lapel.
And, and bring him into the bathroom, but just make sure which club you're at, because some clubs are better than others.
Right. The like, the Stand has a good bathroom.
It does?
But then you have, like, Patrice and Jim Norton and Colin Quinn staring at you.
And they're all doing coke in the other room. You really don't want them to hear you.
No, no. You want to do it sexy.
At least Gotham's got the bathroom downstairs. Oh, it's a little separated.
Oh, the Gotham bathroom. That's a good bathroom to fuck in.
Yeah, but see, if you go somewhere like the Cellar where everybody has to walk through
you can't
the showroom,
fuck in that bathroom.
Everybody would know you're doing it.
You can't. There's only two toilets in that whole place, and it's always packed. So.
Exactly.
Where can you fuck? Which is the best bathroom to fuck in? So this is a question. Which is the best comedy club bathroom to have sex in? Tweet us your opinions if you know.
And if you've had sex in a comedy club bathroom.
Let us know which bathroom it was. If you want. You could do it anonymously. You could message me privately on Facebook.
Because we're trying to figure this out. My fiance has not had sex in a comedy club bathroom. So
Or any bathroom?
Oh, of course.
Have you guys had sex in the bathroom?
I've pulled
Other than your house.
I've pulled him into bathrooms.
You have?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. Life, you know, it gets boring.
Do you like to be on top during sex?
Most of the time, yeah.
You do? You don't get tired?
You know, that's the thing. Now that I'm in a long relationship where I'm going to get married, I do get tired to the point where I'm just like I'm so comfortable with him that he can have sex with me without me being awake. And I have no problem with that.
What do you mean?
You know, don't do your business. Just don't wake me.
You don't feel it?
You have never had like a long day, drank some wine and have just been like, just go ahead. Just don't wake me.
No, I haven't even been with anybody since my ex-husband that serious. And he barely liked to have sex when he was awake. So
there you go. That's why, yeah.
And then, you know, then after that was like, you know, events. They were the sexual events. They were like holidays.
Yeah,
know?
I've had those relationships too where you're begging for it. There's nothing worse than being in that position for a woman.
Like you mean, well, I wasn't begging for it. I got turned, well, in the beginning I was more into it. Mm-hmm. And then I would say begging, but it was a problem.
Yeah, you know, I've had situations where it's like, it's my birthday. You have to have sex with me.
But then I turned off from that from him. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped having sex. I have a whole podcast, Sharon, and I want to know your opinion on this. It's a 2-hour podcast. We did it in 2015. Tim was here, my ex-husband, Tim.
So last year?
Last year, last summer, a little bit over last. And I'm wondering if I should air it in two parts. It's a very, I don't think anyone gives a crap, but... It's very personal, mm-hmm. and it talks about, like, our sexuality, and it didn't get too deep. I don't really remember. I kind of blocked it out, and I just never post. I've always posted things unless it was, like, a technical error, and I could not post this one for some reason.
I would say listen to it.
I know.
Before you make even
I think I did listen to it. It was hard to listen to. It was hard, you know, because it was very telling, and I felt... felt, you know, it was very personal. I mean, we had a lot of issues sexually, and I blame myself for it, but it really wasn't my fault. Like, I could say it wasn't my fault now.
Yeah.
But the relationship didn't work. Like, it just didn't work at all.
You guys were together for so long that I have to think at one point it worked.
Well, the beginning, you know, if you look at Tim in 2002, there's a picture of us. He was 27 years old, 28.
He looks the same to me. I know not to you, but he looks kind of like...
He's still a cute guy. I mean...
He looked basically the same guy.
And he was a young boy. Mm-hmm. And then we broke up and he was close to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different person.
Yeah, of course.
And which is fine. And, you know, he had... not that he had such a great sex drive, but he was able to fake it more when he was younger. And then...
Well, who wants that?
No. And he wasn't... He was an affectionate man. He didn't like to kiss. He wasn't warm.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good person, but...
Yeah.
He didn't die, but... We didn't have the right chemistry, I don't think. I think you have to have the right chemistry with somebody. Like, You have to have, I don't think that, like, I think we were good friends.
I think chemistry comes and goes when you're with somebody for a long period
definitely,
of time.
But
you
we
have
never,
to, like, build it.
But I don't think we ever had it. You know, when you first meet somebody, when you first met Michael, you probably had chemistry with him.
I was obsessed with him for
four months. And you had chemistry. Mm-hmm. I was into Tim, and I had, you know, I was really obsessed, and I liked him, but I don't really think we ever really had real sexual chemistry.
Right,
like,
right.
Like somebody I've been seeing, I kind of definitely know we have chemistry.
Right, right, right.
Like, I could just feel it.
Yeah.
You know, in a different way than I had with, you know, Tim, for instance. Not that, you know, and there have been people that I've had much more chemistry with than I ever had with Tim to begin with.
See, some relationships are sort of like a tight high heel that don't fit right, and they're so exciting to look at, but when you put your foot in, it hurts your ankle. And then some
good
relationships
analogy.
Are like a big poofy slipper that feels so warm and wonderful on your foot, but you wouldn't want anyone to see it if you go out in it.
Like, you wouldn't want to be seen in slippers and curlers
exactly.
and your pajamas.
Exactly.
That's an interesting analogy, Miss Simon.
So, I mean, the ideal relationship is a shoe that fits you well, but not perfectly, so that you're always striving to make the shoe a little better. Because if a relationship is so comfortable that it's like an old slipper, you're already in your late 80s and you're watching TV and watching Matlock, and who gives a shit anymore?
Right. That's true.
You gotta be with someone who makes you want to better yourself, too.
Right. You don't want to be like, you know, even those people get really, really out of shape in relationships. Like,
yeah.
Like, I never understood that, like, they're in a relationship and then they've aged 20 years. And, mm-hmm. and it's not like they had kids even. Like if you have kids, you have the stress or a family stress. But they just gave up.
But then there's the other time where, like, a couple gets together and you could tell that the woman's been dressing the guy because all of a sudden he's with someone and now he dresses so nice.
And he looks hot.
Yeah, he looks great. And you want him. You didn't want him when he was single. But you don't even like him. It's just that his girlfriend dressed him well.
And he starts to smell nice and he showers.
Yeah, because she's like, why haven't you showered? I won't have sex with you to shower. And then he showers and then he's out working, smelling fresh.
It's interesting because I noticed there are people that get into relationships, mm-hmm. random people I know, and they look better, they're doing better,
yeah,
and then you have people their relationships and their lives are just like they fall apart, they're not working all of a sudden, then they lose their home. I mean, I've seen the opposite, like, for some reason,
yeah.
Like, me and Tim were the opposite. Things like felt like at one point, not the whole thing,
right?
Once we got married, for us, my life fell apart. I have to be honest, like, I'm not blaming him,
right.
It could be me. It could have been the way my energy was, but we lost our apartment. There was a lot of resentments going on. We didn't even lose our apartment. We chose to leave and went back to my parents' house. It was the last time. I don't know why we did that.
I can't imagine doing that.
I had a nervous breakdown, but I was able to get through it by walking. So I walked myself to sanity, my new book coming out in the spring. It was the opposite. It should have been... Everything should have gotten better and things just got worse. So I don't think the whole relationship, but in the middle of the relationship, like, I started doing my speech. So there are parts of the relationship where things were better.
Right, right.
In the middle. And then towards the ninth year, the eighth, and that's, it all fell apart. So I don't know why that was. It just, everything sort of, I felt like, I saw on Oprah Winfrey on Soul Sundays, this woman was speaking, you know, they have all these spurs, you know, about relationships. And she said, if it was between saving your marriage and saving your soul, you save your soul.
Well, of course, because if you have no soul and you're falling apart, your marriage is going to fall apart
eventually.
And you and I, neither of us
dead.
Have children, but people with children, especially, you want to give your, put your best foot forward and live a good life to give your children something
right.
to strive to.
You don't want them to see a depressed mental case parent.
No.
But at the same time, you also don't want it. Like, I felt at some point, like, I couldn't take it anymore. It was a scary feeling. I've never felt that way. You know,
I can't believe you've never felt that way, because I feel that way at least once a day, doing one thing a day I'm doing. At one point during the day, I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
No, I get like that with things, but I, in such a full, you know, it, right. I, like, if I'm
on
a
subway
job,
and I'm like, I'm getting off right now. I don't care that I'm not at my destination. I can't be on the subway next to this person anymore.
Right. That's happened to me. No, that happens in small doses, but in a bigger category of life, like, to, you know, in every aspect of your existence, that I can't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just moments in time. It was like an entire period of time where I felt like my soul was dying and I didn't know why. And I felt like I just couldn't breathe. Like, it was a scary feeling. And it happens. And I stayed with that, and I blame myself about that, which is weird. You know, you can't blame yourself, but I blame myself. Oh, you're not strong enough. You can't stick through this. And then when I finally made the decision to leave it, I must say, I you know, I mourned it and all that, but I felt like a person again. It took me like, you know, a few years to like, oh, this is me. And I didn't have a husband that was abusive. I didn't have a husband that was mean or anything like that.
No.
Or I wasn't, but I was in a relationship that was bad for me. And I don't really know exactly what was bad. I don't want to pinpoint it because that's not fair at this point for me or for him.
But sometimes it would be good for you to know what, where you went wrong.
Because I didn't follow my own path. And I'm meaning that a lot of things I did weren't for the good of myself.
Right.
Or I didn't step up and say, no, this isn't good for us either. Because I just kind of, I tried to let him take the lead. And at that point.
Why?
See, but sometimes.
I don't even understand that. Like, because you're.
Sometimes I was tired of, because I was leading so long.
He would have followed you.
No, I was leading so long. Yeah. You know that.
And, yeah.
And I don't know. It's weird. But I'm glad, you know, I'm in a different place now. And, you know, dating is weird. Like, I'm looking, you know, when you date people, I'm not sure if I want a relationship or I want to have sex or I want to do both or, you know, I'm not sure really because, like, do I want to get back into that whole situation again? And then you meet somebody and you're like, they're fucked up or I don't know.
Well, everybody's fucked up. And especially after a certain point, you're going to be dealing with patterns that people have no matter what.
Right. And I'm getting used to that. And like, do you want to put up with these specific patterns or are they deal breakers for you? That's what I'm learning. It's like, can their messed up mind deal with your messed up mind?
Yeah. And I don't know. In a way, I don't know if two people can coexist happily all the time.
No. And they don't have to.
Yeah.
But they can't. You can't be soul crushing either.
That's true. I think I want a dog. I think like they're because nothing builds you up like a dog. Dog's always happy to see you. Oh. I have a pet parrot. I love my parrot, but that love's not unconditional.
But right, well, like me and Snuggles, you think?
Snuggles seems to love you all the time. And if Snuggles is mad at you, what's he going to do? Poop on your bed?
No, he bites. He only gets mad at me if I pick him up. He does love me. He gets sad if I leave the house. But he's, you know, moody.
Yeah.
But so you're going to get a dog?
No, I'm not really. It's just a fantasy. Because when we're talking about relationships and how they're rough, like every relationship in my life, every single one of them has ups and downs, including my relationship with my pet. I correct myself. The day I got engaged, we adopted a fish. He has loved me every day.
Oh, I know.
There has never been an issue between me and Professor Moriarty. We get along fine.
Oh, is that the same time I got the fish?
Yes.
That my friend has?
Yes. Is that fish okay?
Yes. I spoke to the daddy, the baby daddy, my fish's baby daddy, and ironically, the fish is still alive. Sal is still alive, which I'm surprised.
I also know Roz and Johnny O, I believe.
Their fish is still alive, too?
I don't know. I should find out. But I do believe they took a fish.
Well, for those in a listen, we all went to a wedding of Mr. Conti and Mrs. Conti.
Yes.
Bev and Joe Conti.
And right. I got engaged that morning. And so our centerpiece was a fish. And I decided I was taking him home. But I'm very bad at taking care of the fish. So my fiance really has taken the lead on making sure that the fish is happy and healthy. And he's grown almost twice the size.
Really?
Yeah. He's a big...
I haven't visited my fish. I don't have custody of my fish.
Joint custody? Visiting rights?
I went to the wedding with somebody, Gino, my friend Gino. And he took the fish. And I didn't believe it was still alive. But I spoke to him the other day. He said the fish was still alive. And I'm like, all right, pictures. Because, you know, Gino might have fed him whiskey. But anyway. But no, the fish is still alive. It's amazing.
Yeah, and he actually knows when I come home. He swims up to me. He wags his fan tail.
Now, do you just have him the same bowl as he...
No, because we had a fish previously. So he has a real bowl. It's a snifter. It's like a whiskey snifter, but very, very large.
Oh, okay. So you think he's happy in there? Because I know somebody else would be happy in a whiskey snifter.
Yeah, I'd be really happy in a whiskey
My
snifter.
My fish's daddy would be very happy in a whiskey snifter.
I don't know if he's happy or not. He's a fish, you know? He seems to be happy when I get home. My bird loves him. When I bring my bird up to him, she says snuggles and kisses.
Aww.
Tries to kiss him.
The fish? She
can't. Yeah.
She doesn't try to eat him?
No, she says snuggles and kisses, which means she wants to be friends with him.
I have a friend that's a bird.
Mm-hmm.
That in the store where I get Snuggles' food, mm-hmm. next door, there's a whole bunch of birds. They live in there. And this one bird I talked to named Buddy,
mm-hmm.
he's a parrot. And I said, Buddy. And he doesn't let anyone pet his. I said, can I pet your feathers? And he mm-hmm. puts his head down and lets me pet his feathers.
Aw.
We have a friendship, you know, and yeah. I go see him and there's cats that live there and they don't. But I think Snuggles would go nuts if there was a bird in here. He wouldn't know how to handle it. He wanted a bad thing with a mouse.
Blinky's a little bit, her attitude, even though she's small, she has sort of an aggressive attitude. She'll lean in toward animals that are threatening to her.
Aww.
Because she wants to, you know, she's a little dinosaur.
I wonder if Snuggles would lick her or eat her.
I wouldn't let them get close
no.
because the venom in the cat's nails
is bad.
Is very bad for birds.
Oh, because they're meant to kill them, right?
Exactly. It's there for them to kill the birds.
I didn't know there
the
were venoms in the cat nails.
You've ever gotten a scratch from a cat and it itches?
A little bit, yeah. Well, Snuggles doesn't really. I'm used to it getting scratches from him.
But whatever that is on their nail that makes somebody like me get hives is the same thing that would.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, Snuggles is being so good today. He gets an A+. Aww.
He's such a good cat.
Well, sometimes. Well, he's been a good kid. Yeah, he's been a good kid. He stayed with me and my mom for months. He was really good. He gets an A+ today. He has his own Twitter page. Follow Snuggles at Snuggles Johan. And he always doesn't. He actually doesn't tweet that much. Because I don't let him because he's the little kid. So.
Yeah, it's kind of funny for him to tweet.
He does. He just complains about me the whole time.
She won't let me on the sofa. She won't let me.
Oh,
he's letting.
He can have anything. Like this kid is free range here. Like he could do anything, but he does naughty things.
Like what?
He likes to. I watch my programs. He goes onto that on the table here, and he knocks things over on purpose to get my. Every time I get into a program, he does that. Like
starts knocking things over.
Yeah, but I'm like really ingrained in like a TV show.
Right, right, right.
And sometimes a guest, he's nice. He's nice to guests. He doesn't act mean, you know. But he just sleeps. As long as you don't pet him on the top floor of his cat tree, he's fine.
All right.
It's fine. You know, it works out. So it's Yom Kippur, right? We talked about that.
Yes.
The two Jewesses are talking. It's the Day of Atonement. Do you have any... I always feel like I didn't do anything wrong. I know...
Oh, my God. I did so much wrong this year. I can't even... Just right there, I took God's name in vain. I just said it.
God, I just... Oh God, I say that every. There's a big cock in me. I'm like, oh God, that sounded horrible.
No, but we're. I mean, as Jews,
I feel like
Jews,
I'm a nice girl.
Fine.
I mean, I feel like my intentions are good.
I've done a lot wrong this year.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't kill
yeah.
anybody.
I accidentally killed a fly a few days ago.
Oh God.
No, it bothers me. Cause
no,
I
don't kill. I make friends with flies.
Me too. I like them. So if I hurt one, it stays with me.
Right. Like you're a vegan. Sharon's a vegan.
Yeah. So I, you know, I
eat eggs, but anyway.
I eat things with honey here and there.
Honey is not that bad.
Yeah, but some vegans would, you know, right now this is going to be up on my page. And I bet at least one vegan who I'm friends with on Facebook is going to hear about me eating honey and start sending me hate mail. Like, how
are
you
kidding
call yourself
me?
Vegan? No, probably not, but it is considered bad because they do things to the queen. They manipulate her genetically.
Uh-oh. They manipulate a lot of things genetically. Yeah. What do? They grab her pussy?
I can't remember. I don't know if she has a pussy. Technically, they're such weird creatures, bees. They're so
well,
different.
Well, they're endangered. They're not on the endangered species list, which is...
That's horrible.
If you see the movie WALL-E, there was no bees. And guess what? The Earth almost died until they had one
movie.
Bee. I cried. We're actually living WALL-E in some version. It's going to happen.
Food in a cup someday.
Yeah. People have protein shakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you ever see like all these people on Instagram? It's like this big giant ass fest.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is an ass on Instagram. I'm like, when did this happen? Everyone, all they do is like show you them their squats and their asses. I'm like, how do people have asses like this? Are they like I've never seen that many asses like that.
Well, if you work out,
I worked
like
out
that,
for 20 million years. I've never had an ass like that. My ass is either fat or skinny. That's it.
I think that you have to eat the protein shakes and then not eat anything else, and then you'll build up these muscles and start to look like
asses,
like an android of sorts.
Right. Because for me, it's either I lose weight, kind of thin, or I'm kind of chubby. That's me.
Yeah, but an ass should be soft and round, not like with this buns of steel.
No. I mean, I've had a hard ass when but I've never had an ass that's like crafted. I never crafted my ass like a artisan piece of bread or something.
You know, but you say like atonement. I try to be good, but I definitely do things I shouldn't.
Like,
know?
What do you do?
I definitely drink too much wine.
That's not against God.
God
makes you drink wine. You have to drink wine at Passover. You know, like, they stick it down your throat practically.
I'm definitely going to drink wine with my dinner, which will be after sundown. But okay. Then I'm not going to eat tomorrow. I considered working tomorrow. I opted not to, but that's wrong.
But you help people at work.
Yes and no. I mean, I make money off of helping them. So what, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a volunteer because I just for anyone listening, I work with people with severe mental illness that used to be homeless. So this is really admirable.
So it's pretty much every comedian that we know.
And that's how I make my money. I'm not doing them a favor. Right. They're doing me a favor.
Right. So you help the homeless, mentally ill.
I make that person on the subway who's like singing.
Are they clean or you have to clean them?
I don't clean them. I'm not a nurse. I don't do things like that. But I do help them clean their apartment. And I have...
They have apartments now.
Yeah. Yeah. They live in two-bedroom apartments in different parts of the city.
They share?
Yeah. They share with another client.
Are the apartments clean?
Depends on the client.
Like, are they, like... Taking their meds and all that stuff?
Depends on the client.
Wow.
Depends. Everything depends. But... What doesn't depend is I get a paycheck for doing it.
Right, so it's not out of your heart.
No, it is not out of my heart. That's not to say I wouldn't help them out of my heart if I was independently wealthy, but that'd be a whole other ballgame.
Right.
I'm not.
No, I know. None of us are, obviously.
Chances are if I was independently wealthy, I'd be using my money to make a movie about... Honestly, I would, if I could do anything right now, I would create a cartoon where Trump is basically the king from the Mel Brooks movie where he says it's good to be the king and he grabs women's asses, and it would just show Trump as a cartoon grabbing women's pussies, because I don't think that women are still voting for Trump, and I don't think that they have really absorbed what it would mean to have a president who brags about assaulting women. And so I would be,
what is that? Well, let's talk about that. Stop. No, let's like really like if God forbid, I know people like, you know, like whatever, he's president. And there are a lot of people that are very pro-Trump, and it does scare me.
Me too.
Because they hate Hillary so much. And the emails, I'm like, you know, as much as they think she might be a liar or whatever, at least she'll present herself to another leader with class and respect.
She's not going to say, don't talk bad about me or I'll throw a bomb at you.
Right. I mean, that's what he uses the word. And how many times in the debate did he use the adjective bad? There are very bad things happening. Very bad. I'm like... Do you know another adjective? Like, this guy sounds like a dumb person. Like, just pure. Like, I've never seen a person sound so stupid besides Sarah Palin. But that's besides.
Yeah, but that's a whole other thing.
But it's almost like I almost miss like a guy like John McCain, like running like on the other end. Like John McCain, like I don't agree with his policies, but he's a real war hero. He's been a public servant for many years.
I think he made fun of John McCain. If I remember correctly,
he did. And McCain is not supporting him. And McCain is true to his beliefs, which I respect about him. And I don't believe what McCain believes at all. But at the same time, I respect him as who he is.
But you could have a glass of wine with John McCain and have a conversation and disagree with him at something.
You know what I was also thinking? This is interesting.
I know I came back to wine. I'm sorry.
I know. I know. We should drink wine. You know what I was thinking? This is interesting, Sharon. It's like all the people that have run prior...
Mm-hmm.
They've all worked in Congress together at some point, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Like Obama worked with Romney, you know, even though they're on just opposite sides, or whoever he ran against, McCain.
They were in politics.
Right. So they were all in politics. They probably had some things they agreed, some things they disagreed. Hillary worked with McCain, I'm sure. They're probably friendly to some degree. You know, just because they're on opposite sides of the fence doesn't mean they don't have a glass of wine together.
Right, exactly.
But Trump, if you think about it, he never worked in politics. He hasn't been in Congress. He never was a mayor or a governor like Arnold. Like, he hasn't been in. It's like someone coming into comedy. You don't know them, and they're just like a jerk. Like, they just come in, like, then they run a club, and they're being a jerk. Like,
oh, I've seen that happen.
Right.
You've seen that.
Right. And it happens. Or someone comes into, like, a job, like, that's never been in. And you've all been in different levels of the job for years, and then this guy comes in and tries to take over, and everyone's like, who the hell are you?
But that's not happening. They're like, oh, he's going to save us. There won't be any more terrorism. He'll fix healthcare.
He'll make it worse.
He'll do any of this.
I don't think he's capable of it. That's the thing. I don't think he knows the system. I think you have to know the system of politics to change things. And that's why people are like, he's not a politician, so he'll be able to. I'm like, no, you have, there's checks and balances in this country. There's a Supreme Court. There's the House of Representatives. There's the Senate, and people have to all vote. You can't just veto everything. And then eventually someone will probably, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get arrested. Like, boom.
Yeah.
In his head.
And that's part of what is happening that's people are ignoring for some reason is that he is threatening anybody who makes fun of him.
Well, there are a lot of Republicans real staunch Republicans are not with him. The real true ones don't.
Where our man Bloomberg isn't.
He's not with him.
No.
I would have voted for Bloomberg. I like
Everyone would have voted for Bloomberg. I don't know why he didn't run.
Who wants that job?
He was happy being mayor for three
being
terms.
Being a mayor of New York is a lot different than being president of the United States of a disastrous country.
I think he could handle it.
He would have been, talk about, he and his business is good.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, people like, well, he has all this money. First of all, Trump was my landlord growing up when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very young. And him and his dad, he was like co-landlord. His dad owned it, but he would come with his dad. Like, whenever they had to sign the lease, he would be there. Mm-hmm. My mom would say he's, like, this little schmucky. He wasn't little, but he was probably 40s, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was younger than my mother, so he was probably, like, 20s when he used to come. And he was kind of like a schmuck, my mom said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his father, they liked his father, my parents, because the father was, like, true blue, supposedly. It would pay the contractors, but Trump never paid anybody. It's like, so... so he, like, if someone did, like, if you worked for him and did his wedding, he may not pay you. You know, or if you did you fixed his like molding in his Mar-a-Lago, whatever it's called, then he may not pay you for. You know, he's known to not pay his contractors, and people have done stuff for him. It's very crazy. It's a very weird situation, and we can get into people like he's a businessman. He's not. We're all business people, really, but he's not really successful. He's had bankruptcies. You know, he's had, and not that everyone hasn't, but he's had a lot of, failures. He ruined Atlantic City.
I just don't understand why anybody who loves women would be okay with this.
Right.
Happening
well, we
at
have
all.
You know what's going to happen? We might as well have Sharia law. Is that right? When they beat you if you get raped.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like it's a direct assault. But this is what I've been hearing. It's like, if you you feel Trump just talks, but Bill Clinton raped. But I'm like, Bill's not running. And then they said, well, Hillary was mean to the victims. I'm like, so
she was a lawyer. She might not have been the greatest lawyer in the world, but she was a lawyer. That's what they do.
But then, no, meaning the lawyer of the Bill's women. But they came out of the blue now. Like, now they're coming out? Really? And they didn't look very, like, there's one girl at the press conference. You see her? She's wearing, like, if you were going to a press conference, right? And Donald Trump's like summoning you to go to a press conference about.
I would ask Donald Trump to buy me a suit.
Why? She came in a baseball hat and like I don't know, like a Victoria's Secret sweatsuit. Like, what was that about? Who would come? And they looked. They looked very nervous. They didn't look like I'm here to. It didn't look right to me. It didn't. The whole thing. And I'm not. Being like. It just didn't look right. It wasn't the time or place to do that. And if they wanted to press charges against Bill, why didn't they do it years ago? Well, why didn't they bring it up even before this?
I don't know. I never heard he was a rapist. I thought he was just like...
A womanizer.
Yeah, a little bit pervy. Just a little...
Right. I mean, she...
Monica Lewinsky liked him. Or she wanted
I wonder if
it.
She's supporting... She must be supporting
I'm
Hillary.
I'm so curious.
She's like, I'm staying out of this one.
Is she still making purses?
Well, I watched her. She did this beautiful TED Talk. How... she was 21. She's like, I was 21. The most powerful man in the world took an interest in me or flirted with me. And she's like, and I'm, people slut shame. She basically did a TED Talk on slut shaming and like
Good
how,
for her.
And it was a beautiful talk. And I was like, wow. And she's like, and now I'm happy. I'm doing my thing and I'm married. Or I think she's married.
She's married?
I don't know if she's married or she's whatever.
How do you know that your woman slept with the president and like come back from that?
I don't
know. You
know
what I mean? That's a hard thing. Like, that guy, every time he sleeps with her, is like...
Well, I'm with Bill's ex.
Yeah.
Pussy.
I wonder if she's thinking of Bill Clinton.
That is weird. I always thought he was good looking. That was just... when
you
I was,
did?
Yeah. Did you? He's not my type.
I thought George Bush was good looking. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not attracted to him. I don't like his
Sharon
policies.
Thought, thought George Bush was good looking.
He's got he's a cute goof. Face.
There's that cute thing with him and Michelle Obama hugging. Yeah. It's sad when you miss the Bushes, right? When you're missing the Bush, you know you're in trouble. They blame Bush on every atrocity in this country, and now we miss him. So you thought George Bush Jr.
Yes.
Not senior.
Not senior.
Why'd you think he was hot?
I didn't say hot. I said cute.
In like a goofy kind of way.
Yeah, I mean, in terms
like
of...
Like you find a mouse cute?
Kind of, yeah. I think that Obama's better.
Oh, he's a hot.
You know, he's
a
hot. Hot. But Bill Clinton had a cute, dorky quality to him.
Yeah, he did have a likable thing to him. I'm very talk like this, right? I'm the ever man. He was like a dummy. Like
he made up words all the time.
Oh, poor George Bush.
He's such a bad speaker.
I know. But he wasn't perverted. Is one, you know.
I don't think he ever had sex. He probably had a ninny.
Oh, his Laura Bush, she was pretty, but she had that very conservative hairstyle.
Yeah, but that couple, they don't get down. You know, they do their business. Fucking?
Do you think Bill and Hillary really had sex other than making Chelsea?
I think that they didn't even do that. I think he did it into a test tube and they inseminated her. I think after their second date, we're like, you and I could make some money together. We could be in this together. And she's like, he's like, but I like to sleep with lots of women. And she's like, so do I. And they shook hands and that was the end of it.
You think she's a lesbian? She has a lesbian. Well, now she just seems like a grandma, but yeah.
But she doesn't seem like a grandma. Would you curl up on her lap? Could you imagine her making you cookies?
She got very hard. Like, I don't remember her being so hard.
Yeah.
She doesn't have warmth. That's what she's lacking. Like, when that fly flew on her head, she didn't even flinch. It was like, come in. It was like, flies always go on my head. You know? She just had this, like, Botox-y eye. And she didn't even move. She was like, and she kept talking like it didn't even happen.
I wondered if she knew it happened.
But come on. If you had a fly in your head, you would at least, she didn't even blink. Can you imagine? A fly flew on her head for like 2 seconds and she didn't even feel it. It was like she had a plastic face or something.
And this is why I could never run for president because I'd be like, oh, hello, new friend.
Hi. But like, I would have made a joke or something about it. But she kept going and we're going to get the policy and we're going to do, 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 do. And she didn't even blink. I'm like, all right, that's a good sign. She's unflinching.
Yeah.
She's certainly unflinching because I'd be like, so there's a fly in my face, you know. I'm like, should I talk to it, right?
Yeah.
Should I move it off? But she didn't even move.
Should I talk about agriculture?
I thought it was my TV had the fly. Because sometimes I have flies in here because I'm a pig. But no, I'm kidding.
You don't get flies. It's New York.
I know. No, I have to take the garbage out of that. My house has so much clothes on my bed. I have like 80 pairs of jeans.
80?
Yeah. I have to get rid of some. So if anyone wants my jeans.
Just come knock on Stacey's door. Here we are. I'm not going to say where.
And knock on my door. Take some clothes. Get them out of my hands. So, Sharon, wow, this is so. I can't believe you're here, finally. We've been
trying to do it for a while.
Trying to get your little tuchus over here. Yeah. I've known Sharon probably 15 years by now.
Yeah, about 15 years.
Sharon was at my wedding. Me and Sharon have been very close for many years. Many years.
Many years.
I remember meeting her at Shiki's. Where she was hysterical. I remember she was so funny.
Stacey was hosting.
The sushi place.
Get sushi for doing stand-up comedy.
They don't even do that. Do you know another place that does that in the city? I don't know any place.
No, now it's completely different.
No one gets fed.
Nobody gets fed.
You know what? A lot of, you know, new comics, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but, you know, you got to demand money or something. Because I notice a lot of people are doing a lot of things very inexpensive, like very cheaply. They're not demanding money. The prices... You got to demand more money for your gigs.
Part of the problem is there's a lot more comics now. When we started, there was...
I get that. But there's like no sense of business for a lot of comics at all. Like the new guys. So the prices go down.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here.
Right. And what happens is you don't get fed. You don't get, you know, you don't get enough money. And then guess what? When they call me up to do a gig or Sharon to do a gig, they offer us some piddly squat money and we don't do it. And... You know, so demand more money, guys. Like, if you're new and you're good, to demand money. Don't just be happy to be there. These people got to pay for you. They're selling 200 tickets at $20 or $10 a pop.
The hard thing is if they don't do it, someone else will.
No, not necessarily. Well, sometimes they want just a good comic, you know?
That's true.
Or they'll headline people that are very new.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't. Then this is what happens. Then they don't do a show again. So a new comic.
Then they lose the venue.
This happens a lot. A new comic will get a room. A show or a paid show at a place. They'll fill it with all their newbie friends. and not really have any profession. And then the show's not really good. The audience doesn't like it. They don't come back and they lose their room. So guys, this was when I started out. I didn't put myself, I emceed the show, and I put, actually to protect myself because I was so new, I would put two feature acts and a headliner. And one person would be paid a little bit more, you know. So I would emcee it, but it would be like I split the time with the two features. And guess what? I never lost my rooms, and I made the commission money. So try doing that, guys. Don't try to overstep until you need you can, because I don't know why. No one's probably listening to this, but
everyone who's listening to this has been doing comedy for at least 10 years.
Or they're not listening, or they don't give a fuck what we have to say. They just want to hear about they just want to hear about us grabbing our pussies.
And then they're done. And then
right,
they're
no one
done.
Gives. I think people listen to like 10 minutes of a podcast, like, ugh, that's enough. I mean, really, I believe that. I think that people listen to shit and they're like, all right. I mean, there's so many podcasts out. It's like there's 1,000 podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm working on a new one. I'll tell you about it. I want to do, which is not a specifically, I don't even know what this is. It's just me do, and I always have my comic friends, but I've had musicians on, I've had actors on, I've had, you know, I just have not sports people on here.
That's cool.
I've had a lot of cool people on, like you, and so I don't just do stand up because I think that's a lot of people, you know. I like to have different types of artists or people that do different things because it's not the same fucking perspective of, but sometimes it's fun to talk shop with your friends because that's the best stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, I mean, so what do you got going? So do you have any cool gigs you want to plug to the crowds of the Stacey
Pressman? I am
going to
be on October 15th. I'm doing the first UGG comedy tour.
Where's that?
At some college. If you go to my, and if I pull it up now, Todd Modesty will kill me.
Todd Modesty.
Yeah.
Let's get him on
here. It's his show.
He's finally getting on the road. He's taking it on the road. Todd Modesty, the UGG comedy tour. Go on SharonSimon.com.
Go to my Facebook, just Sharon Simon. If you look on it, you'll see me laying across a giant dog in the middle of the street, and that's me. The show itself, of course, I'm never going to find it. But also on
what
October,
college are you going to? Do you know?
I'm pulling it up
is
right
it far
now.
Far away?
It's not far. It's at Our Lady of Perpetual Hope comedy show at Our Lady.
Oh, it's Catholic.
Hofstra. It's going to be at Hofstra. How exciting!
Oh, you'll be at you'll be right in Long Island.
Yeah.
Go check.
I'm going to be in Long Island on Saturday.
That's awesome. And it's you and Todd and who else? Anybody else?
And Richard James and Calvin
Cato.
Calvin Cato.
Yeah, I don't know him. I know him. I know who he is.
And
yeah.
On October 20th, I'm going to be at New York Comedy Club for a night of.
Uh-oh.
Rutgers alumni.
Oh, are you a Rutgers alumni?
Yeah.
You
I
are?
Know. Yeah, it's so weird when people realize that, like,
I mean, I'm not shocked by
no,
it.
People
I don't know why.
Have, like, that I have a college education on
I know
and
you
I'm the way.
I know you have a college. I didn't know you went to Rutgers. Why didn't I know you went to Rutgers, though?
Because it's just like me being Jewish. It doesn't really relate to who I am very well.
Right. I went to Albany.
I didn't know that.
See? Yeah. Yeah. SUNY Albany.
Albany's beautiful.
If you like concrete, but yeah.
Their buildings make you feel so small. I wanted to see
it's
a show at the egg.
It's very cold. There's
like
no.
There.
Well, Albany itself is beautiful, but the school is. I had fun. I enjoyed it. I used to live off campus the last 2 years, so I liked
that's
it.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's so great. So you,
yeah, every Wednesday I host at Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
Oh, cool. Is that a show that you do?
I don't book anything. I don't
produce
anything. I'm too much of a mess to be that kind of person.
Oh, cool.
But please do that. And if you are getting married, please contact me. I officiate weddings.
Oh, she officiated Joe Conti and Beverly Conti. I call it, right? That she
the Contis, yes. I did their hand fasting.
And it was beautiful. She was amazing. So go to her. How do they get in touch with you?
Through Facebook. Just Sharon Simon on Facebook.
So if you want to marry me,
I have a website for that. I don't know why.
Oh, what is it?
Start My Real Life.
Start My Real Life? Mm-hmm.
StartMyRealLife.com.
StartMyRealLife.com.
And if you make websites and you'd barter for something, please do, because my website stinks. And
so is that for your officiating thing?
Yeah.
And that's just for you? There's no other name on it?
Mm-mm. Just for me.
So you had that's an interesting job. So you basically marry people.
I get to know them a little bit, and then I write them a
they
wedding
all stay
ceremony.
Together?
I was wondering that the other day. I was wondering if everybody I married is still together. The first couple that I married was very, very young. And the girl was from Canada and she wanted to stay here. That was it. They changed the laws. She thought she could stay here for 6 months. It turned out she could only stay here for 3 months.
So what happened?
they got married so that she could stay here.
Oh, for that reason.
For that reason in particular. But the mother of the groom came to me and said, you know, I don't want this to happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was my first wedding.
How young were they? Like 20s?
He could have been like 21 and she looked like she was 18. They look like kids to me.
Oh, my God. They probably won't stay married.
I wonder.
No, they'll be together forever.
Yeah.
Were they in love or they were just together for the green card thing? Or
I think they were in love. Not every couple I've married I've thought was in love, for sure. I've thought one of them was in love every time, but not both of them.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. I always feel bad when I see that. When I see that one person is very sentimental and very in love and the other one's just like...
You can see that?
Do I look good in my dress? Yeah, you can tell. You can tell,
Can
Stacey?
You tell if the guy doesn't really want to be there?
One wedding I did, the guy seemed to be talking to me too much, and then I looked at the pictures and his eyes just do not look it. And then on the other token, this wedding that I did this past weekend, as the bride was coming down the aisle, the groom looked at me and his eyes were, you know, all filled with love and tears.
Aww,
and
I'm going to cry.
I was like, I'm a minister. Like the way he looked at me was like, this is my moment. She's so beautiful.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was
to see.
So sweet.
Even at least in that moment, like if you can't be in that moment, like I when I got married, I didn't really have any doubts, but I didn't know if it was going to last, but I didn't feel nervous. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't feel, but I did feel like I felt like I was doing a play.
Your wedding was very beautiful.
Thank
everything
you.
About it, everything about it.
And Tim looked very handsome. Mm-hmm. And I had a very big wedding party and it was very over the top. My wedding was extremely over the top.
It was beautiful.
Thank
it was wonderful.
You. And I was so, you know, but I don't think anyone had any weird vibes about me and Tim at the wedding.
No, not at all.
But we didn't, but the fact it didn't work out had nothing to do with that. Like, but some people are walking down that aisle with like total regret and.
Oh yeah. And you can see it.
Right. And that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think just make sure you love each other, you know, basically. I think, you know, at least at the bottom line, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But at least at that moment, if you can't be in that moment in bliss, then it's going to be hard.
I think love's a verb though, too, more than anything.
To love.
Loving is a verb. Like you love someone actively. You choose to love them.
Right.
Like for example, you have a pet who the worst thing she does is knock things over. Hey, I have a pet who has given me scars.
Oh no. Snuggles has attacked me viciously. Yeah. He hasn't in like a lot of years because he's gotten big boy, but yeah.
But you choose to love him no matter what.
I love him no matter what. He could be the baddest kid in the world.
For some reason with people, we don't do that the same way. And I think when you marry someone, you have to choose to love them.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
You have to choose to love. But when does that stop? With animals, like they're limited in certain ways, right? Like
right,
they can't,
right.
You can't have a, you can't go to, you know, counseling.
I talk to my bird.
No, you can't go to counseling with Binky. You can't.
People do though, Stacey. They do.
Me and Snuggles are not going to therapy. If me and.
People do it though. We're in New York.
What do you mean? They go to pet therapy?
I will find it on my phone. I bet there are places where you can go to pet therapy. You and your pet can have a better, stronger relationship. We're in New York. There's got to be someone whose whole life
all right,
is
let's
doing
look,
that.
We're going to look for that. And you know what? We're going to, you know what we're doing, Sharon? If we find that person, they're coming on the show. And
that would, yeah. That's,
and you and I are going to talk to that person. It's probably a woman. It's not a man. It's got to be some crazy bitch with frizzy hair. Right? Am I wrong?
I'm going to try to find.
It's got
to
be some crazy bitch.
My first thought.
We're looking to see if there's actually a pet therapist.
There's actually a group called Happy Tales Pet Therapy, but they're not around here.
What do they do? Let's call them. What's their number? They have a number?
Yeah, but they're not here. They're not in New York.
Doesn't matter. We're going to call them. We're going to put them on the thing. They're not going to know.
Let me get their number. I may have, okay, it's,
they have a phone number?
Yeah, it's, 770.
Okay, hold on.
740.
Okay, watch, I'm going to call up. Don't laugh. This is a prank. I guess we're doing it. What is it?
8211.
What is it? Say the number again?
770-740-8211.
770. Yeah. That's the dairy code, yeah.
740-740-8211.
And they're a therapy group?
Yes, that's what they appear to be.
What is their mission statement?
I'm like getting to that, but they have other places. But it's therapy. It's a therapy group for your pet.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, I'm calling them.
See, volunteer even.
Orientation can be found on our website at www.happytailspets.org. The Sandy Springs orientation is located at Blue Pearl Georgia Veterinary Specialist.
All right.
See, we just did like a promo for these people. But seriously, you can go and be like, me and my pet don't get along.
Snuggles is inviting me.
I think he misses Tim. My ex.
He's been a good. No, I mean, I thought we needed therapy at one point. Me and Snuggles. No, he used to have these. He used to go and I take my pants off, and he would attack me viciously.
Aww.
But he stopped that. But it wasn't like mean. He couldn't control it, like his hormones. Like he had like weird. But now he's been a good boy, thank God.
So the thing with my bird is that she loves me. She loves my fiance when
That's
we're separate.
Good.
When we're together,
well, she's an attention whore.
Exactly. So when we talk to each other, she starts going apeshit and screaming her head off, and like won't let us talk to each other.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, and she.
Well, maybe you need Happy Tails pet therapy.
The three of us. Can you just picture us sitting with Blinky in between us, like Blinky? How do you feel about that? Snuggles, be good bird.
Do you remember when they had me do that MC for that 8-hour pet walk?
Oh,
and you
my
came,
God, yes.
And I sang, I made songs up.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Because you have feathers and I have fur. Doesn't mean we can't be friends. And I would like just go nuts.
I can't imagine emceeing anything for 8 hours.
And then you guys came and I was like, help me, please.
He was in Connecticut, right?
He was in Connecticut and Johnny was there. And you came. What? Did you count? You were there? Because Greg Dubnow got me that job.
I know. I mean, I know about it. Even if I wasn't there, I knew about the songs.
Yeah. And why were we all there? Did we do a show that night?
We used to be there a lot.
Yeah. We used to go up to Johnny's all the time, which we should still do. We go to, shout out to Johnny Benson.
Yeah.
We used to go up all the time. Like,
yeah.
We should go up. I mean, now he has a family and kids.
I know. If he didn't have the family, I would ask him if I could rent his backyard for my wedding. Seriously. I would get married on
the
water.
They would probably be fine with it.
I just feel like with the kids and stuff, it's not fair.
It's a lot. It'd be a lot for them because you have to use the house.
Exactly. We'd have to rent like porta parties and
stuff. It'd be too much. And then you'd have to use the kitchen and that.
People would go through his house. So it wouldn't be appropriate. But if he was single, I would have asked him.
Because he'd probably be fine with it.
Yeah. It's different with kids.
So what are you thinking? Do you have any specific?
I don't know. If you have any ideas, please contact me because I really don't know what to do.
All right. Yeah. To contact Sharon Simon on Facebook.
Let me know where I can
if you
to
know
get
where she should get married. Wow. This has been so much fun. I haven't. We have to wrap it up. Wow. It's an hour.
Oh, wow.
57 minutes. I know. I try not to go over an hour,
mm-hmm.
but this is awesome. SharonSimon.com or Sharon Simon, SHARON.
SHARON-SIMON. Be my Facebook friend. If you are interested in weddings, go to my website, startmyreallife.com.
Startalife.com in my case. No, so that's great. So I'll be at Boca Raton, the Boca Black Box Theater, the week of October 22nd. No, 20. Wait, what day am I going to be there? The 21st or whatever to the 23rd, I'm going to be doing the vagina monologues and a comedy show.
Fantastic.
I got to memorize my script. The 15th, I'll be... the early show at Greenwich.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know. The 18th, I'll be at Broadly Funny at the Greenwich, the other place.
Broadway.
The other place. I don't know. I'll be somewhere. Just follow me on Twitter. I usually tweet out my shows, Stacey Pressman. And this has been the Stacey Pressman Hour. Thanks for joining us. If you need therapy with your pet, there is a
Happy
place
Trails.
For you. Go to Happy Tails. I think it'd be a fun time, but, you know, you never know. Sometimes they can really help you if you don't get along with your pet, but sometimes you've got to meow it out, you know, or bark it out. So
maybe Hillary can go on with her, go to therapy with that fly. They can figure it out together.
Yeah. And, don't grab any pussy, feline or otherwise.
Ask her if you should grab her pussy.
You know, try to earn the pussy. You know, just... And I don't mean, like, money. Like, try to be good to the pussy. Try to please the pussy. That's the other thing Donald said. He didn't care if he pledged please the women. And I'm like, ugh. His wife looks miserable. She doesn't look happy with him at all.
I don't... You know, I think that relationship's like that, though. He just buys her some diamonds, and then it's
fine.
Yeah,
but how many diamonds can you... You know, after a while, it's like, just sell the diamonds, and you're done. And get.
She can't get a boyfriend on the side?
Maybe she has one. You don't know. Donald would probably have him killed.
Oh, yeah. But, well, then he wouldn't be able to be president if he was in prison.
Right. So, you know, life is crazy. On that note, thank you so much for listening to the Pressman Hour. And here we go.